You got your appetizer. Now, don't get full on the appetizer. Because every now and then, you just happen to go, you know, to you go to Outback and they give you that bread and that butter. Then if you order that Bloomin' Onion, shut your mouth now. That Bloomin' Onion gets you blooming real good. Boy, oh boy. And then when your main course comes, oh, I'm full. Can I have a doggy back? No, you're going to eat that thing. You ordered it. Just quit. Oh, watch this. Jesus. Just quit overindulging on what's not there to fill you up. Just nibble just a little bit. Just nibble just a little bit. And watch what? When the encore comes, the main course, and when that steak is just sizzling with that butter, you don't even need the knife. You just get that fork and it just, oh. Oh, Jesus. Have y'all felt that before? When you just, brother, are you feeling me, man? When you get that steak and it just, you don't need the knife. It just melts in your mouth. Oh. Oh. And you're about to give that up because you were full on a blooming onion. And bread. What you talking about? Just get up on that steak and enjoy it. I know we don't like the green beans and all that stuff, but you know what? Just enjoy it. When they say, would you like some more? Well, surely. You know how we do when we got to loosen up that button, loosen up that, just so you can make some room. Well, he says that the blessing of God will overtake you, that there's not enough room for you to contain it. Open up that bell. Open up that button and get ready to receive. Amen. Pastor, you're always talking about food because food is my friend. Well, Jesus was the bread of life. He's my friend. Ain't that right, brother? Bread of life. And if he wants to be the bread that comes to my table and says, sit here with me, I prepared a table before thine enemies, I'm going to eat right there with Jesus in front of all the enemies, everyone that just lied about me, everybody that talked about me, everybody that didn't like me, everybody that said, oh, you're losing hair. Yes, I am. You're going great. It's because I got wisdom. You know what I'm talking about? People are always quick to judge. Mm-hmm. You go into some stuff, huh? You started a church, now you all gray. Lost where I was going, B. Oh, yeah. Wisdom came because I started a church. Hey, when you can have fun in what you're doing, it's no longer work. It's passion. And out of passion, you can reproduce. Oh, shoot. Now, I don't know about you, but if you don't reproduce, then you're in actually rebellion towards God. Because he told us to be fruitful and to what?
Multiply.
Fill the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over it. Shoo. Y'all have dominion over it? Y'all looking at me, Pastor, I'm looking at you, but I can't see your eyes. It's dark in here. Why you always have it dark? Because you need to get intimate with God. I told Elder, I hate these lights. I do. Matter of fact, I'm tired of this building.
Amen.
Tired of it. You know when you got people on the left and people on the right that don't want you praising God. Well, then we praise even the more. Let them come in here and see all these crazy people running around. Boy, is this a gym or what is this? Well, it's called God's gym. And he's going to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Pastor, you don't quote all kinds of scripture, but you don't give references. It's in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Find it. Will, can you give me the lights, please, Will? Isn't it good? How you feeling, brother?
Oh, good. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest. Are y'all cold in here? Y'all, oh, good, because I feel great. You're like, it's hot. Did y'all notice our new chest we got? Elder, will you lift it up, please, Elder? Someone called and said, hey, can you meet me at the church? It's Saturday. What? Now watch this. What is that? Silver. Redemption. One, two, three. The resurrection power to the redeeming power of the blood of Jesus. Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Perfected order. Law. That covers the blessing. The wood represents humanity. We use this. Dan, you can hold this side and you hold that other side, Popo. Hold this side. Wood represents humanity. So where does the tithe and offering go? Into humanity. That is held together by more silver. That links heaven to earth. Wow. You got two hinges. When he brought them into the ark, he brought them in two by two. Two by two. The fruitfulness of heaven manifested in the field. When they called, I didn't come. I was honeydews were like long, so I didn't come. My wife said, "Oh, you got to see this thing." I said, "Gee, dang, I wanted to go, but you didn't let me go." He said, "No, I got to stay home, do all this stuff." I'm fine. I'll stay home and work out in the yard. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Hallelujah. So when I came in this morning, I said, "Lord, you are speaking for real." So I said, "God, you really doing something here." I had two gentlemen, watch this, elder and younger, that hold the chest for you. A bridge of hope in your life, not just for your seeds, but for your household. So I pray that you have an understanding. When God begins to do things and I see things, I start looking at it, you're speaking. And then to see that it matched my pulpit, I said, "Lord, is it heavy, guys? Kind of heavy? Huh? A little bit? It's made sturdy. Made well? Made to carry along? Because we're moving. I thank God for his blessing. Thank you, guys. You can sit down. I know it is heavy. I love it when you get a phone call and say, "Hey, the Lord just told me to bless you." Okay. And if you had seen our other chest. Well, let's just say it was used. Now, it was made out of leather, which was sacrifice. And some things kind of got torn off in the sacrifice. I said, "Lord, we need a new chest." That's all I said to him. Not knowing that he had something in plan. I was like, "God, you are so good. So good." So what a blessing. I thank God for the blessing. And I know it's my birthday. And just want to share with you what the Lord said for me to share with you. And I'm going to take this into a series. In this series, I'm going to take my time with it. Kind of like when we had all the fishnet and fishing poles and everything. Y'all remember that? I said, God, that was a good series. That was a good series. You tore me up left and right with that, God. He says, now I'm about to encourage you.
Yeah.
I love it when you got praise and worship and your shoes come off. I love it. I love it. There's all people running in here and running to the back just to take their shoes off. I said, God, you are good. Had other songs on the playlist. I said, no, we ain't going there. Mm-mm, we ain't going there. Nope. Had a video I was going to show you. No, we ain't going there either. God, you want to speak? I always want to speak. Do you want to listen? Okay. You got me, God. All right. Last week, I shared with you that if you have the YouVersion app, you can go to YouVersion Live and you can find the notes for this message. If you have it, amen, go to it, and it'll be titled under the House of Manna, Jesus Came to Save the World. If you're there, say amen. If not, I want you to go and turn to the Bible to John chapter 3, verse 10. John chapter 3 at verse 10. And when you're there, say amen. John 3:10 through 17, I'll be reading out of the NIV. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and yet do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it's true yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you that it is a substance that allows our spirit, our mind, to grow in your word. Father, I thank you that you speak today. Open the minds, open the revelation, and illuminate your word into the lives of your people. Father, I just thank you that right now that every devil and every plan of the enemy has already been bound, canceled, so that we can move forward in your word. Father, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. I want to make 2 points here for you. As he said here, that Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness. Where did he lift up the snake? Many of us think that he lifted up the snake in front of Pharaoh. But the very first time that he lifted up the snake was out in the wilderness. And this is what Jesus says right here. So shall it be for me. Be lifted up. Where? In your wilderness. In your wilderness, you have to lift him up. And you'll draw strength during that time. And he says here that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great promise right there. And all we got to do is just believe. Pastor, you going to give a salvation kind of message? Well, I think we all need to get saved again. Amen. There's something in our life that's just challenging our faith and our hope. But I believe that God is just saying, look, I want you to just review some things with them and see if they can see that I don't just save you, I save your household.
Amen.
If you're on the YouVersion app and you can see on there that if you follow down, the question that I have on there is, are you born again? Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord?
Yes.
Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
Have you believed in the resurrection of Jesus?
Yes.
Have you been baptized, water baptized with full submersion?
Yes.
If you've answered yes to all of the above, then your soul is saved for eternity. If you cannot answer yes to all of them, no worries. Please let your heart be submitted unto Jesus. Believe with your heart and you too shall be saved. Now just schedule a baptism with Pastor Marty. Take care of that. That's it. It's simple. Do I got to join your church? How many of you have joined my church? Zero. Because I don't want anybody to say, that's a club over there. We act like we're in a club, but we ain't no membership here. We are all members of the body of Christ. That's why we don't take membership here. And when we ask to fill out those cards, trust me, we ain't going to bother you. Mm-mm. How many of you know that when somebody asks you, can I get your can you fill this out? No, because then you're going to call me when I don't go to church. Now, everybody thinks that. Don't call me. Don't call me. So they write down wrong numbers and wrong emails. Yep. But I'm going to tell you, we got blessings that we give out once a month. And if your email, check your email, because there's going to be $100 that may be posted to you. I guarantee you they're going to make that nice and clear and legible to the very point.com. It's always about, what am I going to get? But don't bother me and hold me accountable.
Yes, sir. No.
Yeah, I was trying to go happy, happy. I was trying to go happy. It didn't happen. They just like, They're like, Pastor, I ain't going to give you your birthday card now. Just because you ain't seen me in a while don't mean that I don't love you. Just saying. All right. If you go down. How many of y'all on the YouVersion app right now? Are you on it? Okay. I'm just making sure so I know that to transition back and forth. All right. The next one that I have on there is Noah and his family in the ark. You see that in Genesis 6? Turn there to Genesis 6, please. We're going to read a lot of scripture. I guarantee I'll get you out of here soon. It's my birthday and I got ribs cooking. Jesus wept. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Have you ever had Jamaican jerk chicken? It's the bomb. Want to play some that metal drums going off like you're on the island? And then chicken going to be singing too. Are you there? Say amen. Yes? All right, Genesis 6, verse 5 through 8. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of human hearts was only evil all the time. Ouch. Isn't that bad right there? That make you like, ooh, Lord, you give me the chancla, and you gave it to me hard. If y'all don't know what chancla is, that's one of those flip-flops. That's a chancla right there. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth. That's another one. Whoo! And his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, didn't he just say that he regretted everybody on earth? That he was even going to kill the animals. That's why a lot of people don't go to church. Oh, I ain't going to serve that guy. That guy kills everybody. If I show up in church, then I'm going to get struck by lightning. Well, you may need to get struck by lightning. That's right. Or they always say this, if I go to church, the church going to burn down. Well, the Holy Ghost is always burning in here. May burn some things out of you to begin with. It's all right. Everybody in here needs to get delivered, yeah, including me. We walk out our deliverance. We're not perfect.
That's right. Amen.
We're being made perfect.
Yeah.
But then he says, but Noah. But Noah found favor. Did he say anybody else?
No.
No, just Noah. Just Noah, mama. Just no. Say nothing about his wife. I'm sure he had a lot to say. She got to go? Do I leave her out or do I bring her in? Because you don't know about last night. I was trying to watch TV and then she turned it off. I was just resting my eyes. I could hear what was going on. I leave her out, right? Look, you spoke this whole time about building this ark, and you can't speak to me about do I leave her or do I bring her? You gave me measurements to the millimeter. And I have no measuring tape. Have y'all thought about that? Y'all haven't thought about it. What? Was there a Lowe's or a Home Depot around for him to go and get the stuff that he needed? No, there wasn't. He had no workers either. To say, hey, tú, Chuy, ven acá. Tráete Juan. And ¿quién es él? Otro Juan. Pues, ¿cuántos Juan tenemos? Tráete todos los Juans. Bring all the Juans. Did y'all get that one? What's his name? Juan. And what's his name? Juan. And that one? Juan. We'll bring all the Juans with you. There was nobody working with him. Watch this. Every time something that God tells you to do, it seems like you're doing it by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. They had to preach all by itself, dude. I'm going to do this thing. Y'all,
everybody.
Okay, you had my back. Hey. Hey, what happened? No, I'm not going to ask you for tithes. Juan, where are you going? Juans. They got mad they left because they weren't going to get paid. You ever wonder? You're doing something that God says, and not only am I going to do it because you haven't seen rain before, and you're going to build a boat. What's a boat? Think about it. You're going to build a boat, but you don't know what a boat is. You don't know what it's used for. You're just building all this stuff by measurements that you got. You know, this is how he did. 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait. I got to do it all over again. Or this way. Right? That's how they all measure. Everybody measure. How much you need? I need that much. Have you seen that? They're like, I need that. But it had to be perfect. Very detailed. He didn't have those lasers. You know, those lasers that can measure for you. Have you seen those? You point it right here, click, zips, click, zips, gives you the measurement and everything. And then you can calculate it. Watch it. He didn't have no level either. Mira. That's it. There it is. Are y'all even thinking about it? How did he do all of that? Watch. And then the wood didn't just show up like the animals did. No wonder why it took him so long. Because every time God tells you to do something, it's a process. And the process may be a little hard. It may make you leave where you started. Watch this. You can't build an ark in comfort like in your room. He's got to take you out in the open so that everybody can see that you're working on something and you don't know what it is. What are you building? What's that for? He said it was going to flood. Well, what's a flood? Well, why are you doing this? Because he said. Who said? God.
Amen.
Oh, you really crazy. You need to talk to God. There's going to flood. You don't even know what flood is. You have no dictionary to see what flood is. You crazy. You don't got a full deck. And you want me to come help you build this thing? And you said God is mad at all of us? Pues then I don't need God. Think about it. Just think. Y'all read the Bible like, oh, I know the story. Yeah, Noah, and then the animals came and came off. And well, let's not forget the process in building it. All the ridicule. All kinds of talk going towards him. Can you imagine wifey? It didn't say that Noah's wife heard from God. Try explaining that one to honey. You know, honey, look, I know you think that I sometimes little, but God spoke to me. And he said to cut down all those trees, make wood out of it. But I don't know for what. But look, I got all this stuff written down here. You want to help me? What do you mean, my sons? They're your sons too? They ain't going to help. They want to stay inside. Well, I can't build it inside the living room. I got to go out in that field over there. Well, how are you going to get helpers to do that? Why do you think it took so long? And out that whole time, people would come by, Noah, what you doing? Noah, hey, Spurs are playing. I'm going to, come on. What? No, not Spurs. Cowboys are losing again. Come on. Mira, they just traded against us again, but come on. But y'all are like, man, Pastor, you always throw that Spanish out. I is who I is. Everybody always tries to distract you when you're doing something. Even it could be for their good. If they had just repented. But they didn't. Now, it doesn't talk about wifey in this. Mm-mm. And I start reading about in Scripture where wifeys don't come into play when the men are spoken to. But when God speaks to women, read it, there's a change of events for the world. But when he spoke to Noah, he spoke to him to end the world as we know it. So he's building this thing. And then if you read on in the Scripture, then it begins to say, now, once it's all done, now get ready. Because I'm about to open up the heavens. And it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. That's a lot of rain. 40 days and 40 nights. We get just a couple inches here, we flood in San Antonio. Now remember, he's out in the open field, in the plains. You don't build up on a mountain. And if he had to build on a mountain, can you imagine how much longer? Carrying all that wood up there? It rested on a mountain when it was over with. But sometimes you got to do things alone and process and build alone. You got to build alone. I've been looking for some help. Nope, you're going to build alone. Can you just sit? Nope, you're going to build alone. Can I just get some help? No, you're going to do this by yourself. Can anybody just come and stand with us? Nope, you're going to do it by yourself. You're going to feel like you're alone, like you ain't got no help, but you're going to do this to the very end. And when it is time, then I'm going to call your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with them. Now watch this. Now look. Read that. Did you read that? It's one thing that Noah had to convince wifey to come. But the sons to convince their wives to come along with crazy daddy in this big old thing with animals in it. But only Noah found favor with God. Didn't say that the sons and the wife had found favor. Noah found favor. So who all got saved? His whole family. His whole family got saved because favor was on you. Amen. Same story. Y'all read it, right? Yeah, but Pastor, you tell it different. Well, that's my Bible. The whole family got saved because you have favor. And I bet you he had to go out there and grab them by the ears and get your butt in here. I ain't playing with you. Now go in the corner with the giraffe. Your wife out there kicking and screaming. Let me go get her too. You know what? You come over and sit down with the skunk. But there's no more room. And the whole time the wife out there like, well, he hasn't answered me whether you're coming or not. That's not how it goes, man. You don't go like that, right? No, because we're one. We're one. You come with me. The whole family got saved. Amen? Hey, that's a beautiful story right there. And that's in the first book of the Bible. In Genesis 7, 1, it says here, then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Why does it say in this generation? Because of the wickedness in that generation, he still found one that was righteous. And because there was one that was righteous, he saved that family. So when you ever think, I'm doing all this for what? Because you're going to save your family. Even if they don't want to know Jesus like you know Jesus. But because you know Jesus. And because you said yes to Jesus. They're coming in whether they like it or not. Who they is, I don't care what you do. They're going to come in. Because you got favor with God. It may get a little uncomfortable in the boat ride for a little bit. And be rocking and all this and that. But guess what? They got in, they got saved, and they came out on the other side. Because you found favor. Well, mama and daddy, they just, you know, they always go to church. I don't want to go to church. It's boring. You ain't gone to the right church. You need to get to where you hear your shepherd's voice. When you hear your shepherd's voice, something just changes inside of you to obey and listen to your shepherd. And when you listen to your shepherd, there's growth, protection, and salvation. Amen. I struggle. Didn't we struggle when we were looking for churches? We'd go all over town. Yeah. We 1604. Remember that? No, we 1604. Where are we going to go? Well, this one's over in 1604. No, we'll go 410. No, we'll go to I-10. We'll go this one. And we go to church to church, church, and none of us heard our shepherd's voice. None of them. And then these wisecracks say, well, you're our pastor. Yeah. Get behind me, Satan. And then my mom says, teach us. You're talking to me? Mama, you want me to teach you. But you've been teaching me. And you want me to teach you? This don't make no sense. But God would do things that make no earthly sense. To get across what needs to get across for his purpose. Amen. Just because she found favor. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Because me and the devil, we were tight. We were tight. You look at the devil, you look at me. Mira, that's your son. He's got the horns just like you. He's a liar and a cheat just like you. But because favor, all that was wiped away, brought into the kingdom, transformed, renewed, and now I stand before you still crazy. I told you, everybody said, David, mighty man after God's own heart. That ain't me. I'm Peter. I fight with Jesus all the time. What? Just speak. And quit doing all these stories that I don't know nothing about. Just speak. I ask you a question, you give me a question. It didn't make no sense. No wonder why everybody leaves you. Y'all don't think that way? Yeah, when I got saved, they start asking for money. No, I'm better get in it. But it was easy for me to buy the first round, second round, third round. Well, y'all don't know what that is? Go to a club. Just don't go with a lot of friends because those rounds get expensive. You go with one or two. Oh, I got this one. It's happy hour still. Half price. After happy hour, hey, I'm done. Your turn. You don't know? Y'all haven't been there? Y'all been saved all your life. That's what it is. I'm sorry. I was in the wrong church, wrong moment at the time. Hold on. I'm sorry. Yeah. Asked for tithe, and I had a hard time giving it. Once I started trusting and giving it, moved me from one place to another place, to another place, to another place, to places I have no business being in, I'm in. Just because someone found favor in his eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for praying, mamas. Hallelujah. All right, if you go down to the next one on your YouVersion, you see the harlot saved the spies. I'm going to camp out on this for a little bit. I promise to get you out of here in just a minute. Promise. Now, before we do, I'm going to just go with me real quick. Just real quick, I promise you. Exodus 12, verse 13. Exodus 12, verse 13. And when you're there, say amen. Y'all are fast. Right, darling? Just say amen right away. Exodus 12, verse 13. Okay, there you go. That's more like it. Watch this. I'm going to read verse 12. On the same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of the people and animals. Do you see that? And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. Now, amen to that. I am the Lord. Here's verse 13. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when you see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Now, we know this to be what God has been saying all along, is that as long as you're covered by the blood, then the angel of death will pass over you. Amen. Now, the same token is, get everyone in that house, whether they are slave or free, whether they're your sons or your daughters, in-laws, get them in there. Because when the angel comes and they're not in there, they're going to suffer that judgment. But if they're in the house, they'll be saved. Be saved. He didn't say if they were righteous, they would be saved. He says, but if they're in the house where the blood is applied, y'all better hear this. This is old school gospel right here. Old school. Because you get some grandmas and mamas that go in and start praying and pleading the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over this door. I plead the blood of Jesus over the door. And that everyone that comes into my house is going to know that they're under the blood. Even my sons and my daughters are going to know they're under the blood. And because they're under the blood, and I plead the blood, they're going to be saved. We need to get back into the blood. We need to understand that the power of the blood will make the angel of death pass over them. Are you hearing me? You're in the house, and because you're in the house and found favor with God, maybe they're not in the house yet, but because you are and you've applied the blood, they're going to be saved. And that they will not suffer death.
Amen.
Woo. They will not suffer that judgment because of you. Well, Pastor said they got to be in that house. If you just tell me you're about to cook arroz con pollo. Some of y'all don't know about that. It's chicken and rice with some Spanish seasons, with the onion that's cut slivered. And you put that tomato sauce in there with a little bit of the green chilies. You cut it up real good. It makes it kind of spicy. You make that, you got everybody coming over to your house. What are we doing here? Oh, we're going to have a feast tonight. Just come on in. Come on in. Hey, but matter of fact, when it gets a little bit dark, don't go outside. Oh, but I got to go and smoke my cigar. No, you're not going to go smoke your cigar. You're going to stay in here tonight. Well, I was going to go see Sister So-and-so. You ain't going to go see nobody. You're going to stay in here tonight. Well, wait a minute. Why are you talking to me that way? Just trust me. Mama's know best. Amen. Mama's know best. When you try to get one over on mama, mama finds out. Oh, yeah. Oh, mama finds out every time. Every time. And you go far away from your house to do all the wrong things. Before you get back, mijo, who are you? I told you not to go to those tracks over there. Why did you go? How did you know? The Lord showed me in a vision. You put a tracking device in my car or something? How'd you find out? Were you at the tracks? Yeah, I went to the tracks. I put the baby powder on the back and to see if the hands will come out. Some of y'all don't know about that. Had a whole group of people with me by her, all crammed into this black Grand Prix. Get in there. Let's go. Let's go check out the tracks. Mom said I couldn't go, but she won't know. Come on, let's go. Mamas always find out. Not because the baby powder's still in the car. Walk in the door. Didn't I tell you not to go to the tracks? Who told you? Huh? Yeah, they know. They know. And there was no cell phones back in that day. Or beepers either. Beep, beep. None of that. There was a Holy Ghost kind of pager. They would wake mom up. You better pray. That boy's about to do something crazy and stupid. You better pray. Come on home. I done told you not to go there. You about to open up some doors. You know nothing. What door? The track. Y'all don't know about none of that? Go open up a door in the spiritual world. Y'all don't know what it's about? You're going to experience some things in your life you should have never went to go experience. Now I go on the knock on those doors of those demons. Now I know you. Come on. Now we're going to play. Moms always find out. Always find out. But because... how many of you have a praying mama that prayed you through? Prayers of the righteous availeth much. Much. Not little, much. Moms back in the day know how to pray. I'm not saying today you don't. I'm just saying they know how to pray. People think, well, I go to this church. We pray in tongues for an hour. Amen. Amen. I would see mama pace and pace and pace and then sit down. Staring at that front door. And then immediately when that door would open, the finger would come out. You already knew you were in trouble. Judgment already came. Take me, Lord. Just take me now. Rapture me now. Get all Holy Ghost filled real quick. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost now. Hey. You don't want to get in trouble. But because favor... saved me. That was on my mom. All right, now what? I'm just Exodus. Saw the blood, right? So the whole household got saved. Amen. Now go to Joshua 2, 1 through verse 18. And when you're there, say amen. Yo, they're so fast. All right, I'm going to camp out here for about 10 minutes and then I'm not going to rush through this. If you got to go, I bless you. Just hang tight for about 10 more minutes. I promise to get you out of here. Then Joshua said, son of Nun, secretly... hold on, I've got someone all in my stuff here. Glory to God. All right. Hello. Joshua 2, verse 1 through 18. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab. Suck it now. And stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent the message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and entered to your house, because they have come to spy out the land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men sent out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know the Lord has given you this land. Do you read that right there? Now, you can continue reading on if you like, but let me just share a couple points with you that I think that you need to see. You need to have an understanding of who Rahab is. Not was, is. In that very moment before the spies went into Jericho, she was a harlot. Do you know what a harlot is? It's the sookie sookie good time. Okay? Just making sure y'all understand. Y'all follow along with me. Now, why would the king know to go to her house? Think of it. Right? Okay, now let me explain to you. Jericho was on the receiving end of the merchants that would come in. So when the merchants would come in from sea, the business was very prosperous. Okay? So visitors would go to Rahab's house, okay? So this had been going on for so long, the king knew where to look, right? Follow along. Now, she not only is a harlot, what we call for money, so why would God choose her? Think about it. He could have chose someone that was righteous, holy, and knew the Lord. But he went into Jericho where they did not know God. They served foreign gods. But did you read right there where she says, I know that the Lord has given you this land? How did she know? So in other words, God spoke to the harlot. Can God speak to a sinner? Oh, most definitely. So don't let all this religious act say, oh, they're in so much sin. God just needs to get them. No, God going to get you for saying that. You know how someone cut you off in the road and they throw you the half peace sign? Oh, get them, God. Just get them, God. Get them. God said, no, I'm going to get you. You should be praying for them. I was praying that you get them with your glory. Bless them. Bless them real good. Because in the manner in which you judge, you're going to be judged as well. So he uses a harlot to save the spies, speaks to the harlot, and tells her, I have sent them in and we're about to take this city. Now, a harlot that serves another god can say, I want nothing to do with this. She could have left and saved herself. Right? You know, sometimes you know trouble's coming, you just get up and leave. She didn't leave. Matter of fact, she put herself in danger. She put herself in so much danger that she hid the spies on the roof. Now, she hid it under the flax. She was a maker of fine linen. Linen is used for the ephod, which is the will of God. She hid the spies of the land under the will of God. Just saying. On the rooftop. She lies to the king. Lying to the king just once, you could be hung or beheaded. Hiding spies concerning the kingdom, you really would have been hung. So she went out on a limb, did she not? She lied. She's just a liar. But God still chose her. That's just Rahab. Just incidentally, do y'all know where the line of Jesus comes from? From her. She marries Jesse. Goes through the line, grandfather Jesse, all that. Comes Jesus. God can reach into the wickedness of your life and choose to use you to preserve not just you, but the world. You don't know what kind of mess you're in, and God can still use that. He could have chose someone like Mary back then that found favor. But how is it that the spies knew to go there first? Pastor, what are you trying to say, Pastor? You're saying the spies... Sometimes God will make you go places that you don't think you're supposed to be in, but he may send you there to spare your very life. Have you seen that in your life somewhere? You didn't think God was going to send you there, but he sent you there so he could spare your life. You may have not liked it. Matter of fact, you were suffocating being under all that flags. You were hidden in plain sight that no one even bothered to look under the flags. But just so you have an understanding, guess what they use flags for as well? The wick and the lamp. The Bible says that he will not extinguish the burning wick. That he is always there to help those that are in need. So when he hid the two spies, just like he did when he put the two into the ark, he hid the two spies underneath the flax. And then she lied to tell the king, oh, but if you go this way, you might catch him. The gate closes. Then you read on in the story. She says, okay, wait a minute now. Hold up. Wait, I'm a businesswoman. Now, I know the Lord's about to give you victory in this city, but I just redid my whole house in here. I done paid a decorator to come here and decorate everything. You ain't going to touch this house. Matter of fact, because I spared your life, what are you going to do for me? And then they look over at her and say, oh, get you and your family in this house. Leave this red rope hanging out the window. And when we come to take the city, because we're taking this city. When we come to take it and when we see that red rope, then we know not to touch it. And watch this. What does the red rope have to do with it? The red is the blood that is coming out of the window into the other side of the wall. Okay, watch this. Watch this. She lived, Bible tells you, she lives right on that wall. Where she had to, they could climb down on the other side of the wall. Where was the red rope? It was coming down out of her window into the red, over the wall, which is a representation of the tabernacle out in the wilderness when it takes the tent pegs that are down here at the bottom, made out of brass, and you're to enlarge your tent by taking the cord and stretching it outside of the tent into the city. Jesus will always reach outside of where you're at to bring you in. Now watch this. The family that went into the house, they didn't see the red rope. They didn't see her making any kind of covenant with these spies. Matter of fact, they didn't even know what was going on other than we need to stay in the house. And she said, don't go nowhere, just stay in the house. If you leave the house, if they're not in your house, they're going to die. But because they were in the house, because of her, the whole house got saved. The whole family got saved. She made a covenant, if you read on, that the spies even make a covenant with her, that this rock, this stone will be a covenant, a witness between you and I about what we just said. This stone will testify that you and I made a covenant that the blood is about to save you. Just because she hid the spies. Do you remember the story right there in Jericho? The walls fell. Where was her house? Connected to the wall. But hers didn't fall. Only God can do that. So in other words, destruction is sent your way. But when you're under the blood and you're in covenant with Jesus, you're not going to crumble into pieces. You're going to make it through standing tall as a witness to everybody. I made a covenant with the blood. And when I made a covenant with the blood, my house was saved and my family was saved. They didn't know Jesus like I knew Jesus, but I made a covenant to serve him all the days of my life. Joshua says later in the scripture, he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It don't matter if they don't want to listen to you. How many times you tell me to go to church and I didn't want to go? She would call me at home and I knew it was mama before caller ID because the way it would ring. 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 That's mama. And it's Sunday at 8:30. She's going to the 9 o'clock at Cornerstone. I'm not picking up. I ain't even turned on the answer machine. Cause I ain't, mijo, you know you gotta go to church now. Go to church. You turn that thing off. Forget it. I didn't want to listen to that. It's Sunday. My only day. I'm just going to sleep in. I ain't going. No. 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 Let me just go and get it all done. And then they just wind up showing up there anyhow. Just seemed like every time you show up to church, God has a word for you. I love you, Jesus. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I'm not going to drink no more. And then they do an altar call. I got to commit to go down the altar. Why'd I go and sit in the second floor? Oh. And it just seemed like when the song was being played, it took forever. Because every step was just weighted down. Oh. And the closer and closer you would get to the altar, it would just weigh on you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You felt like by the time you got there, you're on your knees. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Do you believe? I believe. Because she didn't quit. She didn't quit. Not because she saw fruit. She just didn't quit. You mamas and your daddies in here, don't you quit. You pray them through. You pray them through. And if you got to go get God for yourself, you go get God for yourself. Favor is on you so that favor will bring them into the kingdom. Regardless of what is going on. Regardless. You don't quit. You have the favor of the Lord that's on you. And the whole household shall be saved. Everybody. Even the crazy ones.
Amen.
Esther, right here. The crazy one. You imagine Peter's mama? Think about it. Peter's mama said, oh, Jesus, you sure you want him? You sure you want Simon? You wouldn't take him with you? But andale, take him. I'm through with him. I give him to the Lord. That's what we do. I give them to the Lord. Watch this. I believe Peter was so mad at Jesus when he healed his mother. He was bitter because the mother-in-law had a fever and Jesus went in and healed her. I think that's why Peter denied Jesus. You hear mama lie? I told you, let her go. We got insurance policy. We're going to be getting paid. I think that's why Peter was bitter. Why you do that? But you don't quit. Don't quit. Peter quit on God, denied him 3 times. And Jesus still came right back to him on the beach. Not only did he come to him on the beach, he made some fish for him. He says, come and eat with me. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Lord, you know I can only like you. Feed my sheep. It's always about going outside. Not about what he can do for me, but what he can do for others. Amen. Stand to your feet if you would, please.